Hi, it's Barb in Nebraska. Actually, it's Barb in North Carolina. We got here in North Carolina last night about 12:30, and we made it 20 hours on the road, 19 hours of actual driving. We're pretty fast about taking our breaks. Hubby drove most of it. Dear son number two drove about 3 hours of it. Dear son number three drove another 3 hours. I didn't have to drive at all. It was great. And it was cold coming out. It's nice right here in North Carolina. It was pretty cold and snowy in the Kentucky, West Virginia area. We had, didn't have any bad weather. A little bit of like sleety, snowy thing, but only for a little bit, so that wasn't a problem. Isabel was a good little traveler. She likes traveling with us. We left at 3:30 in the morning and drove the whole way. Had a chance to read a little bit of a book on my Kindle, Buzz, A Year of Paying Attention. That's good. I'm always interested in how best to help my students who have attention problems, either the inattentive or the hyperactive kind. And this is the story of a woman who has attention problems herself, and then her 12-year-old son, who also has the oppositional defiant disorder too, and the different methods and types of treatment they looked into for her and for him. And she's a really good writer. I think her name was Catherine Ellison. So I've been reading that. And we got here and this cabin, it has two bedrooms, and then the basement is kind of a bedroom. That's where Grandma Toots is. And the boys are all in one big bedroom, and then Hubby and I are in the other bedroom. And it's so nice here. They have two fireplaces, one upstairs, one downstairs. And we just sit, listen to Christmas music and read books, visit, cook. You know, we brought all sorts of meat from Nebraska, huge cooler full. I think a 22-pound turkey, a bunch of steaks, a big ham. Here's the little creek waterfall on Grandma Titz's property. That's very nice. And of course, too, Hubby brought some wine whenever he saw a good bottle of wine on sale. Go ahead, Izzy. You can jump across the river. Come on. Oh, she's chickened out. Maybe she'll join me in a minute. Oh, nope. She totally chickened out. And so I really don't have any plans, major plans. I'm going to do some hiking and a lot of walks. Get out and enjoy the weather. We're supposed to get 4 to 6 inches on Christmas Day. I don't know how... if that's true. It's really hard to predict the weather here in North Carolina because we're in the mountains and they like to give the larger area the weather, you know, by the larger town. But we're in the mountains, so we just really don't know what's going to happen. So we'll just see. We're prepared. We have fireplaces and kerosene heaters to keep us warm in case we lose our electricity like last year. We lost it for 6 days. And the only other thing I have planned is to write thank you notes to my students. So I have a whole bunch of thank you notes to write for the Christmas gifts they gave me. And, you know, just enjoying, really taking a break. So it's really nice. The dear son number two brought Scrabble, which we say is no fair, an English major playing Scrabble. But then my husband, who teaches chemistry, said, you can only use chemistry words. And he says, well, all things are matter, so we can just use those words. So they're having a fun time with that. Oh, and Grandma gave the boys this dice game called Left, Right, Center. So they have that game to play. We couldn't find our Risk, so I don't know if we're going to pick it up somewhere. The boys like to play that game. Yeah, so it's nice. We don't have TV, but we do have Wi-Fi. So... enjoying the Wi-Fi. Try not to stay too plugged in. Oh, here's a sign. It says, posted private property. Hunting, fishing, trapping, or trespassing for any purpose is strictly forbidden. Violators will be prosecuted. Uh-oh. Well, I'm not going to be doing any hunting or fishing. Oh, it's so nice here. Oops, can you hear the another waterfall over there? Oh, that's really pretty. And you hear the birds too. Oh, it's really nice. Yeah, my only problem with traveling is you're forced to eat fast food. I had yogurt for breakfast at McDonald's, so that was okay. But for lunch and dinner, I had, let's see, a chicken wrap for lunch and a chicken sandwich for dinner. And oh my goodness, I woke up and my hands were all swollen. I got to drink a lot of water to wash that down. And oh, the other fun thing about being here, my husband's family tradition is to always decorate their tree on Christmas Eve. And at first, when I first got married, almost 25 years ago, I thought that was crazy. But now I really like it because you know everybody has to set everything aside to decorate the tree. On Christmas Eve day, everyone's going to be there decorating the tree. And Grandma Toots got a really nice tree. Here we are in Christmas tree country, a lot of Christmas tree farms. And she got a nice little tree, oh, about a 5-foot tree for the cabin. And we have lots of ornaments here. And because we've been coming here for years, so we would bring ornaments and leave them behind. And they always do the tinsel and the popcorn and cranberry garland. So we have fun stringing that on Christmas Eve. And that's a fun family tradition. The boys like that. Dear son number two had a fundraiser for the English club at school. He and his girlfriend bought glass ornaments, and then they put blue and white paint in it, kind of swirled it around and put a little ribbon on it. I think they sold it for like $4. And I think he said they made like $80 for the English club. So he brought one of those for Grandma Toots. So, oh, I can't believe I'm out of breath. This is kind of depressing. Let's just blame it on the altitude and not that I'm totally out of shape. But oh my goodness, it is so pretty here. Really pretty trees and a little bit of snow. And yeah, I think that's about it. I think I will wrap this up. And everybody have a good day. Bye.